Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
After Moses had been in Midian for 40 years, the Lord appeared to him and told him to go to Egypt. God instructed Aaron to meet Moses at Horeb, the Mount of God. When the two brothers met, Moses related to Aaron all the words of the Lord. He also told him of the signs God would give them to convince Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to let the Hebrew slaves leave and go into the wilderness. Exodus 4, 27 and 28. And Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the children of Israel. Exodus 4, 29. Moses and Aaron knew their task would be much more difficult if they did not have the support of the elders of the people. The elders, incidentally, were just older and perhaps wiser men in Israel. Those elders should have been of tremendous help to Moses and Aaron, but they were not always helpful. Sometimes they tried to put a damper on the work of Moses and Aaron. When Moses and Aaron met with the elders, they told them all the words which the Lord had spoken unto Moses, and did the signs in the sight of all the people. Exodus 4:30. Did Moses actually mean the words of the Lord? Had he been imagining that God had actually spoken to him? I raise this question because most liberal theologians deny that God had actually spoken to men. And there are men, especially in our generation, who claim that God has spoken to them when we know from what they preach and what they do that they are trying to deceive us. God speaks to men today, but only through His Word, not through dreams or angels or visions. Moses not only related to the elders what God had spoken to him, he also demonstrated that he was telling the truth by performing the signs God had given him to convince Pharaoh to let the people go. It is significant that he did the signs in the sight of all the people. I'm amazed at the number of fraudulent claims some of the television preachers make. They claim to have seen rotten teeth replaced, severed limbs restored, cancers cured immediately, and other spectacular miracles. Where did those miracles occur? They were in Africa, in Latin America, or in some other remote section of the world. The miracles of Moses, of Jesus, and of the apostles were not done in a corner, but out in the open for people to see. On the day of Pentecost, there were thousands and thousands of people who heard the sound of the rushing mighty wind, saw the cloven tongues like fire, and heard the apostles speak in language they had never studied. The purpose of the miracles was to convince the Jewish leaders and the people to believe the words God had given to Moses. And the people believed. And when they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel, and that He had looked upon their affliction, they bowed their heads and worshipped. Exodus 4:31. God wanted His people to believe His word and to support the leadership of Moses and Aaron. They did believe, but they were not always supportive of the men God had chosen to be their leaders. When they learned that God had visited them, they bowed their heads and worshipped. Toward the end of the Gospel according to John, the apostle explained the purpose of the miracles he had recorded. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of His disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through His name. John 20, 30 and 31. What would be the purpose of miracles in our day? The Word of God has already been confirmed. Does God have to keep on confirming His Word to each new generation? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of Almighty God? Will you this very day confess your faith, repent of your alien sins, and be baptized into Christ in order to enjoy the remission of sins? After your initial obedience, you must continue to walk in the light as Jesus Christ is in the light, so that you may continue to enjoy the cleansing of your sins. 1 John 1:7. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.